Hello.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Michelle?
Speaking.
Hi, Michelle. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you be so kind as to help us out for a few minutes? It's about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. The first question will be... First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely? Are you home maybe and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we want to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Right? I am. That's okay. Fine.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, or black? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, African-American.
Thank you. And now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we have everyone, every age group, may I have your age, please?
70.
Thank you. Okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me? 0 means not at all motivated, and 10 means extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Not satisfied.
Dissatisfied then, right?
This. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, what or who or what do you blame the most? I'm going to read you a list. Let me know when I hit the one that you feel that is the most to blame about the inflation and the rising costs. The COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed.
Business Incorporated.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Fighting back against racism and discrimination. How important is that to you, from 0 to 10?
Okay, you said 10 being the most important.
The most important, extremely important.
Okay. Extremely fast. 10.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making house more affordable. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And ensuring our borders are secure. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime, 0 to 10.
Oh, 10.
Thank you. And reforming the criminal justice system, to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. Share a 10.
A 10.
Thank you. Okay, now switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Marianne Williamson, from 0 to 100.
Never heard.
Oh, you never heard? Okay, thank you. And Black Pack.
Approve, 100. Is it 100, man?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards him. 100?
100 for that.
Thank you. And Donald Trump, from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. And MAGA Republicans, from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. And Tim Scott, from 0 to 10.
No opinion. 50.
No opinion. Okay. And Joe Biden.
Sure. 100.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president was held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, it's the same question, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Do you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And, hold on. Okay. And how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very worried.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Statement B. Other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which statement do you agree with the most?
The first one.
Statement A, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, nothing at all?
Somewhat.
Some, yes, some, right?
Some,
okay,
correct.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Favorable or unfavorable? What you have heard and heard about them? Are you more favorable towards them or less favorable?
Mm-hmm. No opinion on that.
Okay. No problem. And I want to read you, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first two years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Okay, the first one is invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue access home care and raise wages for home care workers. Very important. So important, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Very important, so unimportant, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Very important, so unimportant, not very important, not at all important.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Cap out of pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Very important, so unimportant, never important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Created infrastructure laws which eliminate lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Very important, somewhat important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It is threatening all the advancements our community has fought for so long. We can't stand by, and as they try to take us backwards, it is our responsibility and our time to step it up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and the future. Is that not at all convincing? 0, somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing? Statement.
Not somewhat, totally convincing on that.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very
convincing. Thank you. Now, the next one is gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. 0 to 10, not at all convincing, 10 very convincing, 5 somewhat convincing argument.
Very much convincing.
Thank you. Okay, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year of presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Thank you. And what stood out the most from the arguments that you just heard? I just need something very specific because I have to write it down. You know, what the Biden administration is doing. What stood out the most to you that you feel that, you know, is doing a good job, or any way you feel. What stood out the most about what you just heard, the arguments that we just talked about? Just one thing.
All of them are.
But I just need one. Hold on. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna read you some of the statements. The first one was, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It is threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long, and we can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. That was one. And the other one was about the gun violence. It's getting worse and taking a heavy toll. So what makes it, out of those arguments, what specifically jumped out at you that you said, you know, this is very important, and it's an argument that stood out to you?
Okay, number two, the gun violence.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Thank you. Gun violence. Violence. Okay, I got it. Okay, hold on, give me a second. Violence. Okay. Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Radio ads, yes or no?
No.
Phone calls, yes or no?
Okay, what was that again?
I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. And I'm just asking you, were you contacted that way? Yes or no? Radio, phone calls, yes or no?
A phone call, yes.
Yes, okay. How about door knocks? Someone came at the door and they were talking about the midterms? No. Thank you.
No.
How about social media, internet ads?
Yes.
How about text messages? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
How about mailers? Anything came on in the mail about it?
No.
Okay. How about TV ads? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. How about someone canvassing the neighborhood?
No.
Thank you. Okay, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And,
4 years, college.
You got a BA. Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Maybe half.
Okay. About half?
About half.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the U.S.?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside the U.S.?
No.
Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a lovely night. Take care.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.